A recent survey gives a window into Haynesboro employee workplace satisfaction. The $5,000 organizational climate survey was requested by former borough manager Bill Seward. It indicates that employees are dissatisfied with compensation, benefits, and career development opportunities. Employees show the most satisfaction with work engagement and teamwork. They manage our taxes, enforce our laws, put out fires, and run our library and museum. The Haynesboro employs about 90 people, and that doesn't include the dozens of volunteers and elected and appointed officials. How do all those people feel about their work? That's the central question in an organizational climate survey conducted by Bloom Quality Consultants. Interim borough manager Brad Ryan explains why he thinks former manager Seward commissioned the $5,000 survey.
I think the incentive was just to find out how employees were feeling about their job, and volunteers as well, and elected officials, and see if there are ways that we can improve upon how people are feeling at work and how they perform their job.
The 100 people who took part in the survey were mostly full-time employees and volunteers, but elected and appointed officials also participated. The respondents rated how much they agreed with a list of statements about workplace satisfaction. For example, I am satisfied with my overall compensation. Each question was rated on a scale of 1 to 5, from strongly disagree to strongly agree. That first question about compensation received a fairly low score, 2.75 out of 5. Low scores were a trend in all the questions about compensation and benefits. Survey author Peg Bloom notes that this is not unusual, as most government workplace surveys receive low ratings on compensation and benefits. Bloom gave context to many of Haynes' ratings by comparing them to a U.S. government benchmark compiled from more than 20 surveys filled out by other government and public administration organizations in 2016. In the compensation and benefits section, Bloom points out the most dramatic difference between the Haynes and government benchmark scores. Haynes rated nearly half a point lower on satisfaction with overall benefits and satisfaction with healthcare-related benefits. Haynes employees are also more pessimistic about opportunities for professional growth compared to their other government counterparts. Things look a little brighter when it comes to workplace engagement and teamwork. Haynes employees are more excited about going to work than their counterparts in the government benchmark. They're also more positive about how helpful employees are to their coworkers. One of the highest scores in the survey, a 4.32, went to the statement, "I am determined to give my best effort at work each day." Employees' satisfaction with workplace culture also received a higher mark. But most of the questions drew more grim responses compared to the benchmark. Haynes employees are significantly more worried about their organization's fiscal well-being than their counterparts. Bloom also flagged a concerning number for the question about whether the respondent has a good working relationship with their supervisor. Bloom did not respond to requests for comment by airtime for this report. Interim manager Ryan says he is reserving judgment on the survey results for now.
The lady who did the survey has offered to do a call-in and run through the survey results so that we understand it completely. And so I want to reserve judgment until I hear that presentation.
Ryan says the presentation may happen at an assembly meeting if the assembly requests it. The survey notes multiple times that the results should be compared to future surveys. Whether the borough will make the workplace poll a regular event is uncertain. Former manager Seward, who instigated the survey, was fired in December. Ryan says he would leave decisions about future surveys to the assembly. In Haynes, I'm Emily Files.